Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is just a quick warning that I'm about to talk about mental health, and this may trigger some people. Over the past few months, we've discussed a lot of stories about nightmare co-workers. And one of the things I've made sure to ask each person who shared that story was, how did it make them feel?
I was like shocked and upset, but it was just like embarrassing as well that he'd done this in front of all these customers too.
It just, it wasn't fun. And by the end of it, I was kind of glad that I didn't have a job anymore.
It made me feel like I was constantly doubting my abilities as a writer.
Most recently, we had Alicia.
Yeah, I ended up having almost 6 months off of work due to, I was so overwhelmed and stressed. I had chest problems, I had heart problems and everything.
And before her, we had Stacey.
If we ever had lunch together, I just remember in the lunchroom, I would never make her coffee because when I was around her, if I was holding my cup of coffee, my hands would shake so bad that my coffee would spill.
Honestly, hearing their stories, it's no surprise how badly their health was affected. But that is with hindsight. When you're in that moment, dreading to go to work and literally fearing the other person you'll be facing day after day, it can be very difficult to recognise that that exterior source of trauma can be causing you very real damage.
And it just caused so much anxiety that I just wasn't the person that I was when I started that job. I didn't believe in myself anymore. Like, it was quite traumatic to go through, but I didn't realise until after I'd already been through it.
I'm bringing this up now because the last two stories have featured people who sought help. Before I go any further, you're not wrong if you have been in this situation and did not seek help. I'm bringing this up because it may often feel wrong, or maybe not even like an option to do so. For Stacey, she saw a therapist, and that was one of the biggest steps towards very real change. She had someone in her corner with authority and advice. A person who literally told her, "You cannot work full-time at this job, it will damage you further." It took that outside person to help her realise the damage that had been done to her and to help her take the steps she needed to become healthy again.
I didn't realise until I went to speak to someone all the damage that she had done. We went all the way back to the start and spoke about how she made me feel. And basically she had gotten in my head and made me feel like I was nothing. And I started to believe that.
With Alicia, she took the time off, but her boss kept calling her and harassing her. And that's when she accepted the help of someone a lot of us can struggle to turn to, a close family member.
He was just still ringing and ringing until my husband got in there and said, "Just leave her alone, you know? Just leave her alone."
We often feel that bringing in a friend or family member may make things worse. Yes, they care about us, but they're going to go overboard and make things even more difficult. But we have to remember that these people have our back. This little mini is a reminder that when a nightmare has you feeling trapped and hopeless, there is help out there. If you don't think you can turn to a friend or family member, seek professional help, just like Stacey did. They may offer guidance and advice on how to fix things, or they may be the push you need that helps you finally remove yourself from the toxic situation altogether. They may also not be able to help with your situation, but these professionals can help recognise if there has been some very real damage done. It can be hard to find someone. The process can be long and difficult. I recommend first going to your doctor and getting a mental health assessment. That can be the first step. They can tell you where to go from there. or you can just Google online. There are plenty of online sources, Talkspace, Lifeline, I could go on. But if all of that seems confusing, by all means, send me a message. I'm not a professional, but I have worked with nightmares. I've sought out professional help, and I am more than willing to listen and offer advice on where to start. Whatever your situation, you're not alone. Things will get better. So good luck.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.